You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. David Lynch was a filmmaker, a visionary, and a character. He passed away last week at 78 due to emphysema. The director known for Mulholland Drive, Lost Highway, Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, and so many more, also indulged in a music career. Back in 2012, he put out his debut album called Crazy Clown Time, and he stopped by World Cafe to talk with our host emeritus, David Dye, about why he's pursuing music.
I'm not really a musician, but I love musicians. And musicians, when they play, they get in this zone that is so thrilling.
Coming up, a rare conversation with David Lynch about his music career as we pay our respects today on World Cafe. And we start with a musician who's been in our thoughts for several months, Matthew Sweet, best known for the song Girlfriend and the great album of the same name from the 1990s, an all-around good dude, suffered a stroke at the end of October. The good news is he's stable and that over $250,000 has been raised for his treatment and care and support. So our thoughts go out to Matthew, and we start off the cafe with Evangeline.
Could deliver my soul. Won't you take a drink, little darling? The cup is full. And every night I vow to pray, but I feel a whole lot better once you're coming my way. Evangeline, Evangeline, I think I love you.
Evangeline, Evangeline, I want you.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Last week, we lost a true visionary, a titan of American cinema, someone who made the silver screen better, David Lynch, who died from emphysema last week at 78. He also indulged in a lot of other delights, including reading the weather from his home in Los Angeles and pursuing a music career. Back in 2012, he stopped by to talk to David Dye about that.
Our World Cafe guest today is film director, photographer, comic book artist, and now songwriter and music maker David Lynch. Crazy Clown Time is Lynch's debut. He made it with Dean Hurley, and it features Karen O sings on one of the songs, Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. David Lynch has been very, very thoughtful in the past about how he combines image and music, certainly with Blue Velvet and with Twin Peaks. He previously collaborated musically with Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse's Mark Linkous on the album Dark Night of the Soul, which was some of the inspiration for this new album. Music has been such an integral element of what you do visually, certainly. It seems like a big part of your creative mix. What was the decision to actually do something that was actually an album as such?
Right. Well, as you said, I've always been interested in sound effects and sound effects that approach music and music for cinema. And I got a studio in the late 90s just so I could experiment with sound. And in experimenting with sound, I got going on electric guitar as a sound effect machine. And that, of course, had a real musical, you know, feel to it. And it led to experimenting with music.
Well, you mentioned the texture of the guitar. And my understanding, you've been playing it, fooling around with it for about a decade or so. But the sound of your guitar has so much tremolo in it, and it just, this is not unusual for music from your films, that they harken back to the 50s and 60s, you know, kind of when a sound like that would have been like supersonic and very modern. Were you attracted to that kind of a sound as a kid?
Oh, yeah, it thrilled my soul. That is the thing. When reverb units came in and the thing just jumped with tremolo and that, you know, great electric guitar 50 sound, it's totally thrilling to me.
Well, we talk about the guitar sound and that, but the other part of Crazy Clown Time is sort of an electronic sound to it. And actually, one of the first songs I wanted to play was, I believe, the first song that you made for this was Good Day Today?
Right. That started it. Good Day Today led to us meeting Rob DeBank and Ben Turner of Sunday Best Recordings in London, and that led to eventually to the album.
Now, what was the genesis of this particular song? How did it come about?
I have a music agent named Brian Laux. He brings girls up to me every now and again to, you know, see if something could come from that musically. So he said, I want to bring this girl up, and she's into dance music. I said, dance music? And a tiny tune came and some lyrics. Next day, I'm in with Dean, and we go to work, and out comes Good Day Today. And I never met this girl that Brian was supposed to bring to me, but just the words dance music got this thing going.
That's all it took. Here it is. This is Good Day Today from Crazy Clown Time, the new album from our guest today, David Lynch, here on the World Cafe. So tired of fire, so tired of smoke, so tired of fire, so tired of smoke. Send me an angel, save me. Send me an angel, save me. I'm Good Day Today. That was the first song that led to the recording of Crazy Clown Time. And, of course, David, Good Day Today doesn't really appear to be about a particularly good day, that's for sure.
No, the lyric is, I want to have a good day today. And that's a feeling I think that we all have. You know, we don't wake up and want to have a bad day.
Absolutely. A lot of what you have done has this point of being, as that song in a way, it's slightly foreboding, a bit disturbing, but then there's kind of humor underneath it all. When did you first experience that could happen, something that to some people would be incredibly disturbing, but has humor there?
Well, there's a thing in life, this word absurdity.
Yes,
and we see it every day, and it can make you laugh, or it can make you angry, it can make you cry, but it's absurd, so many things that are going on.
Absolutely. You've done some pretty elaborate videos for some of these songs. Has the music preceded the visuals a lot for you in the past? I guess I'm kind of thinking of you know, even going all the way back to Blue Velvet with that song had to precede the film.
Right. Sometimes the music comes first, as you said in Blue Velvet. Bobby Vinton's version of the song Blue Velvet conjured certain images and a feel and a beginning of a story. So that music started the ball rolling. A lot of times the film is finished being shot, you're working on sounds and music, and you're in an experimental mode, and you find a piece of music that marries to the picture and marries and brings out the mood that's required. So it's both ways. Sometimes it starts the thing, and sometimes it's one of the last things that goes in.
I guess, for instance, this time around is Crazy Clown Time, which has an amazing little film of a backyard party that goes along. I know you don't particularly want to give things away, but even the fact of making a video does provide for us, you know, a vision of what a song is about.
Right. Crazy Clown Time is a story of what takes place in many, many backyards throughout America, and this thing of barbecuing with friends and music, it's very intense, driven by music and beer and deep desire.
Yes.
And some anger and frustration, a real determination to have fun.
And perhaps some charcoal lighter in there as well. Let's listen to this. This is Crazy Clown Time.
Yeah.
Crazy Clown Time, another one from David Lynch's new album, the title track of Crazy Clown Time. Dean, it puts a lot of effects on your vocals, and I'm wondering if that stems what that stems from. Are you uncomfortable with your vocals?
Everybody I've heard anyway, pretty much everybody hates the sound of their own voice, but it's more than that. As I've said before, there's a certain character who I think probably lives in Alabama, I'm not sure, in the backwoods, and drives a pickup. That character comes about because of the speed of the music and the sound of the thing and the way the voice is treated, and then there that character comes.
Now we are here in Philadelphia, and I must ask you a bit of a Philadelphia-centric question here because of the time you spent here. When you talk about growing up in the Northwest, you often talk about how perfect and part of middle American fantasy it is, and you've actually shown this visually in a number of films. When you've spoken about Philadelphia and your years here, You talk about being kind of an influence on how you depict fear. Am I saying this properly?
I say I have a love-hate relationship with Philadelphia. I loved, you know, my time in Philadelphia in many, many, many ways. But when I was in Philadelphia, it was in the atmosphere, thick, thick fear, a feeling of corruption, a feeling of the opposite of the city of brotherly love. And this was so thick. I moved to LA. It took a year for the fear that I gathered in Philadelphia to lift away. And I'd just recently been back to Philly, and it's changed dramatically. There's all kinds of new buildings. All the old things are either torn down or painted. You know, it's not the same mood that I loved. I just loved it. There was no graffiti when I was in Philadelphia, not one little bit. And it was, all the buildings were pure. They were filthy, but they had a patina that just made them so moody and so beautiful. Many, many, many ideas were conjured because of this great city of Philadelphia. And I say that, you know, my biggest inspiration in life was Philadelphia, the city. But it was filled with fear.
Well, that has been such an important element in everything that you have, the sort of ominous depiction of that. So I guess we should be honored.
Well, you know, it's I didn't feel any fear the last time I was there. So I think things have changed and gotten a lot better in that department.
Now, how did Karen O end up singing on Pinky's Dream?
Well, Brian had brought Karen up. Dean and I already had the track for Pinky's Dream. I had the lyrics, which I handed to her. And then she went into the little vocal booth and knocked it out of the park.
Pinky's Dream, which is the way that Crazy Clown Time begins. The debut full-length album from David Lynch, the director and now musician. David, the last time we spoke was surrounding the release of Dark Night of the Soul, where you did some singing on it, but you also did some photography that went along with that. I'm curious, because you work in film, and even on this album a bit, you work on things where whatever initial spark and creative idea you have ends up being interpreted with others, and it takes a long time. It isn't quite as direct. Is it satisfying to, say, hear a piece of music and discover the right photograph for it, to hear a piece of music and be able to write the lyrics right then and get something direct, or does it matter to you how that with that creative process?
It doesn't really matter. One thing I loved about Dark Night of the Soul was this thing where Sparkle Horse and Danger Mouse made the music and then gave it to different people and see what would come out. And this world of music is a collaborative thing, and mostly. And this collaboration can lead to beautiful, beautiful things. And I'm not really a musician, but I love musicians. And musicians, when they play, they get in this zone that is so thrilling and so unifying and so happy. It's a beautiful, beautiful world, this world of music. And it can conjure, music can conjure cinema, it can conjure still photographs, it can conjure poems, it can conjure a whole way to go, a whole way to drive, a whole way to kiss, everything. It just is so powerful in this thing that music holds. It's really, really beautiful.
David Lynch, our guest today on the World Cafe. David, thanks a lot for talking with us.
David, thanks a million, and say hello to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Filmmaker and musician David Lynch with World Cafe's David Dye from an interview recorded in 2012. David Lynch passed away last week at the age of 78. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe, and it's live from the archives, going into the vault to pull out live performances from bands who have visited over the years. This one comes from 2018, and the song that kind of put Phoebe Bridgers on the map, at least in the indie rock world, here is Motion Sickness, recorded live for the cafe.
I faked it every time, but that's all right. Dalai Lamas, another sister shooting hair on a mara, amputees in Freetown, Sierra Leone. The church wasn't honest, the state put the youth in a harness, creating hostility among us. Teacher said no college, still kid gotta get a check up a couple commas. People wanna bomb us, more people gotta scatter and run from us. On Zeus and Apollo and Adonis. What you done, yeah, is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done, yeah, is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. Years. I've been seeing her for years. She got the dark, dark wavy hair, with a voice that you just don't care. She got a skirt with a heart to top. She got a daddy never gave enough. She drank a beer with a proper shot. She got knocked up in a pickup truck, but she got engaged when she was 19 to this dude who was acting insane. Had a 45 that he always claimed. Said one day, one too many days. Now he ducked and she ran away, never to be heard from, never to be seen. I check the cover of a magazine, and now I'm wondering how, just wondering what you done here. Just put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done here? Put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. Oh, between a bullet and a target, between a bullet and a target, yeah, between a bullet and a target.
Always nice to hear Clarence Greenwood. Live from the archives, it's Citizen Cope with Bullet and a Target. Also Phoebe Bridgers with Motion Sickness. And you can find our archives available on demand at worldcafe.org. Here's Paula Cole. Paula Cole from 1996's This Fire, her breakout song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Coming up, one of my favorite new releases from 2025 is dropping in less than a month, and we will play you a song from this great record by Deep Sea Diver next on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Jessica Dobson, who has toured in bands like Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Beck, she has her own solo project called Deep Sea Diver. And the new album, which is due out in February, is called Billboard Heart. And I've had a chance to listen to a bunch of tracks from the record and speak with Jessica about it. It is one of my favorite new albums of 2025. I can't wait for you to hear it. I'll give you a taste right now. New song from Deep Sea Diver. It's the title track, Billboard Heart.
My baby's got a billboard heart, says please don't revive. I would paint all over it, but I'm afraid of heights. There's plenty of those old tapes playing around inside.
Show was a bandit bus. This squad in Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends were told. Poncho, need your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had.
Cover of Poncho and Lefty from Emmylou Harris. And Deep Sea Diver before that, Billboard Heart. We'll be talking about the new album when Jessica Dobson of Deep Sea Diver visits World Cafe coming soon. Here's Michael Kiwanuka from his outstanding new album, Small Changes. Here's The Rest of Me.
see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight.
I'd like to think that Iggy Pop has been my passenger for the last...
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Chickens of today. I'm gonna give you a little experience of some young chickens of today. They are full of disappointments. They are never, never on time. They don't keep to an appointment. They don't hesitate to lie. They will tell you this when they mean that. I wish I could keep them apart. But as a man, how can I? These women, necessary evil. Ah, man, oh, man, yes, man, stupid baby.